most intense, thrilling, electrifying sport on the planet. Mixed Martial Arts. You've been looking for the definitive podcast to call your new home to hear everything about it. The search is over. This is the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. Bringing you the hottest MMA breakdowns straight from the heart of the octagon. This show is all about MMA breakdowns. For fans, by fans. We're talking UFC, MMA, and the occasional big boxing match. We'll bring our unique take on how these fights are going to play out and who we think are the best bets. Welcome to the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. And now your hosts, Olin, a.k.a.
What is up, fight fans? Welcome back to another episode of the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. I'm your host, Olin, a.k.a. MMA Anomaly. And with me, as usual, is definitely not Nano. He's in Vegas right now, living it the fuck up, I hope. Hopefully winning some money. Hopefully prepping for that Raiders game tomorrow, folks. But either way, we have a couple of other folks with us tonight. We have SNLs, which you notice might sound like SNL. But spelled out E-S-A-N-E-L-S. Make sure you drop a follow. And after you do that, make sure you drop a follow for the man, the myth, the legend, the fucking dog himself. S-Dogs MMA Talk, folks. We are happy to have both these folks on the show. And you know we had to come to you after the last official combat sports big fight card of the year and give you our initial thoughts, reactions, responses, and possibly even what we think might be next for Usyk versus Fury number 2, folks. I think that's worth a little bit of air horns in there. Before we jump into the fight, before we jump into what we think should be next, before we jump into some probably crazy banter, side talk, fucking baby back bullshit, boys. First and foremost, while S-Dog catches his lungs, SNLs, how we feeling, brother?
Mate, good night of fights. Good night of fights. I was well impressed with the main event from the get-go. They were getting after it. There was no feeling out period. There was no saying, oh, where you at? Where we at? Nah, they were headhunting from start to finish, and they went all 12 rounds.
Abso-fucking-lutely. And Sterling, where you at, brother? How you feeling?
Bro, that was an amazing fight. Amazing watch-along, too, folks. If you haven't already, go back and catch up on the watch-along, baby. Amazing watch-along with the boys. Had Leroy with us, had Olin, Lee Gunner, Ola, kick him in the head, Yao. Jordan joined late in.
Hey, it's been 30 seconds. It's been 30 seconds, yeah?
Yeah.
It's been 30 seconds?
At least.
Yeah. A bunch of sick cunts spitting it, man. It was a fucking good live stream.
Is that how long we have to go before we can say something like that?
Something like that.
Fantastic. Love that. I love that you know, because I fucking don't. Either way, Sterling, take it back, brother.
Yeah, before I was interrupted. But, yeah, dude, it was an amazing night with the boys. Great time to watch the fights. And, honestly, y'all got to be honest here. We all admitted it a couple times. We thought it was going to be a finish, Olin. Me, you, and a lot of the boys. But this man right next to me, this Canadian, I might add, hit it right on the head. But it didn't go his way. It didn't go his way. The judges did the right thing. Boxing did the right thing. Alexander Usyk, 2-0 against Tyson Fury. What do you boys think about boxing actually doing the right thing?
Makes me feel like it's a little less rigged than I thought it was.
Yeah, bro, because you were saying that before. You called the decision.
I called it from you the because like every single person on the panel, all 8 of us said between 1 and 8 was going to be a Usyk finish.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't happen, and it looked like
I was the opposite. I was standing against you guys, Leroy. I'm sorry to cut you in there, but cut you off, rather.
Nah, dude.
Dude, I said it was rounds 9, 10, or 11 that Usyk was going to get it done.
You're the one who said Usyk for late finish. That's right. Yeah, you're right.
I did, because I thought the lower weight was gonna carry a little bit differently than the fact that, again, Fury came in heavier than him last time, but he came in significantly heavier this time, folks. Like, the man was 55 pounds heavier than his opponent, and I truly, 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 folks, at the risk of saying truly 27 times in fucking one sentence, I think it truly, 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 truly paid dividends for him because the cat just seemed to be a step ahead and just a little bit lighter on his feet throughout the entirety of the fight. Like, whereas one man was landing a couple of little punches, the other man was going for the fucking knockout every fucking time with those heavy hands. And it showed, again, like, if you look at the CompuBox stats, and I'm going to read this out loud for the first time. We haven't talked about this prior to the show, folks. This is no filter, right? We're giving it to you live and just fucking unfiltered, right? The strike differential here is pretty wild. It was 144 to 179. Now, without telling you names, like, can you guess who landed more? And would the differential being that big of a gap, is that a surprise to you, or did you see it being over 20 difference in strikes?
Having watched the fight, it's easy to tell that Tyson Fury landed more shots.
I mean, I don't know if you were cueing it. Do you want like another one?
Yeah, that's
what I was saying. Because I mean, we can hit a couple of them for you if you want. Folks,
it's time
for the truth, because that's not it.
Right? The correct person won the fight tonight. Absolutely.
I agree.
Without a doubt, the correct person won the fight tonight.
Now that we don't have Jordan here to talk shit about the air horns, we'll play those all fucking night, folks. dude, Sterling, what did you think? Were you surprised by the fact that there was more than a 20 strike differential between these two? Because it looked very close while we were watching live, right?
Bro, it really did, bro. That's what Lee Gunner kept saying as well the whole time. Like, this is actually a really good fight. It ended up being way better than we all thought it was going to be.
From round one.
Yeah. From round one. It's not like it's slowly built up. They kept that pace the whole fight. And for Fury to put that much extra weight on, bro, and come out and still deliver like that, you got to respect the man, dude. I'm glad they actually gave us a good fight, man. And like y'all said already, I'm glad the right guy won. Shout out boxing for fucking doing the right thing for once.
Shout out Saudi Arabia.
Shout out Turkey. Shout out Turkey Ali Sheikh. And without him, son, none of this would even be happening.
None of it. None of it would be happening, by the way.
Shout out to the Turkey.
Bro, for a second, before we move on, let's think about some of the fights he's given us, bro, just this fucking year, right? He's given us that fight two times, right? Bud Crawford versus Errol Spence was this year. Phenomenal.
Fun fact, folks, before we move on from that one, that was the biggest hit of the MMA Anomaly show for any bet of all time.
Give us the deets.
So we turned, I'll have to do the math again for you, because we turned one unit into 170 units.
That's not bad at all. What did you put down?
I bet that he would win by finish, and there would be more than two knockdowns, or more than 1.5 knockdowns. Bud Crawford.
Yes, son.
Yeah, Errol Spence had never been knocked down. I bet that he'd be knocked down two times and there'd be a finish. And what do you know? One unit into 170, which is why every single fucking show for the next year and a half, you will probably hear your boy MMA Anomaly say, and folks, again, bet with money you can afford to lose, because we are playing with house money. That's the house money. That's it. Nano was like, I don't know, dude. We had our homie that we both used to work with that went to the fights. He bought tickets as soon as it was announced. He bought his hotel before tickets even went on sale. And he was high as fuck on Errol Spence. And I was like, I'm so sorry, bro. We had him on the breakdown show. And I was like, I'll bet two shots against you. And I know I'm going to make a lot more money than you betting that night. And again, most money I've ever made on a bet. So, shout out. Sorry to cut in, Sterling.
Bragging about inside track isn't a flex.
Yeah, like I was very, very happy that night. Like, no joke. He texted me and he's like, I can't even be mad because I know how much you want. He's like, I want to be mad, but like you took us like a small bet and you turned into a big gamble, bro.
Yeah. Smooth. Respect is given.
What are you gonna say? You were saying he gave us Sterling. He gave us Errol Spence Jr. versus Bud Crawford.
Yeah, I'm looking up some more different fights right now.
Well, he also gave his, if you're still looking him up, Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury.
That was a fun, Anthony Joshua, Ngannou Fury, Ngannou Joshua. I mean, without that dude, we don't get none of those fights, bro. And it might look like I'm on my phone texting back here. I'm just getting the people in. Homies are messaging me, asking me, how do we get in the link? We're letting them know. And also, my brother just let me know. I don't know. Do y'all know them guys that we bring the boom? We bring the boom. That's what we do. Thank you. Well, he sent me something about that, and they're at some fucking game. I'm locked back in. Fury and Usyk was fucking amazing, boys. Shout out Turkey Al and Sheik for giving us this shit. Shout out the boys in the watch along. And, man.
Shout out Dana Brown.
Shout out Dana Brown, man.
Shout out Dana Brown, folks.
President Awesome.
President Awesome, I'm looking forward to you coming on the MMA Anomaly show someday. You know, I know you're already booked up this week because you're going on at S-Dogs MMA Talk. Folks, make sure you tune into that one, folks.
And Sam Alvey, folks, if you haven't already.
And Sam Alvey.
Sam Alvey just happened the other day with an amazing podcast. All we literally talked about was karate combat. We didn't talk about really UFC at all. We talked about what he has going on, the fact that he's the champion of karate combat, and we touched up on the watch along. Sam Alvey, baby. You know, we're out here.
Smiling Sam, baby. Smiling Sam. And folks,
Johnson.
He's always been one of my favorites.
Look, right now, folks.
It doesn't sound good, but every single time he lost a fight in the UFC, I was like, give him another one. Give him another one.
Give him another one. I love that
guy. It's like Tony Ferguson.
Yeah.
Dude, he's the epitome of put me in, coach.
Yeah.
Put me in. Yeah. And folks, right now, we have two of you tuned in on YouTube on one channel, four of you tuned in on the other YouTube channel, but 77 of you tune in on my Twitter right now. So please, 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 folks, even if just half of you could do us a huge favor on that Twitter X, whatever the fuck you want to call it, 78 now, if you could go on over to at MMA Anomaly on YouTube, hit the like, hit the comment, hit subscribe, smash that bell for notifications, folks. And if you do smash that bell, make sure you turn that fist over. Fucking dude,
every
do it properly.
Like is a percentage and then, on the way to me kicking S-Dogs in the balls.
And you know what's going to happen come July, International Fight Week. All us guys, we're going to be meeting up in Vegas. So you let us know what you want to see content-wise. There's going to be sparring. There's going to be barring. There's going to be shots taken. And there's going to be balls breaking, folks. Either fucking way, you can bet your ass it's going to be entertaining.
Listen to me. These old fucks are gonna realize this young bull is that motherfucker is what's gonna happen, folks. These old cow pastures, McDane's little skinny bitch ass. Leroy is at the back.
I disagree. Bro, I'm gonna choke you.
I muted your mic. I did.
Listen to me, Leroy. I'm gonna put you in a body triangle and I'm gonna break your fucking ribs.
You're gonna put me in a body triangle.
You're the Muay Thai guy. This guy has cauliflower. He's gonna fuck you up.
I'm gonna do it just to prove a point. Just let you know I'm your dad.
I so want to hear that point, bro. I so want to hear that fucking point.
I love drunk Leroy. Right. Is the only thing I want from now on.
I'm gonna stick my fist so far up your ass. I'm gonna be talking at your mouth like a fucking puppet.
I'm going to stick my foot so far up both your ass, the sweat on my knees will quench your fucking thirst, boys. Anyway, now, with that being said, we are here to talk about a goddamn boxing match.
Thank you.
We are back to Tyson Fury versus Alexander Usyk. You know what it is, folks. As you can see, the lunatics have kind of taken over the asylum, but we can put them in a straitjacket every once in a while and take it right back fucking over. So, with that being said, we are jumping into this fight. Again, we've already talked about the total strikes landed, right? We had 179 to 144. Usyk winning, obviously. Now, when it comes to jabs, if I asked you both right now, without looking at CompuBox stats, Sterling, don't you open that fucking other browser, Sterling. I'm watching you, bro. Okay, all right. I'm making sure. I hope that's a drive-through daiquiri, brother, and I hope you're getting sauced up with us. Either way, tell me what the fuck it is if I ask you, who landed more jabs, Tyson Fury or Alexander Usyk? Go, Sterling.
Significant or Tyson overall?
My bad. He said Sterling.
Total jabs.
The jab from Tyson was nasty, bro.
Yeah.
And like I said it during the watch along, bro. That extra weight he put on, I bet those jabs feel even heavier. He's just because like here's the thing, like he's not like loading up and throwing into it. He's just flipping that motherfucker like
peppering.
Boom. Peppering. Yeah, he's just yeah, Leroy. He's boom, boom, and that arm's probably 80 fucking pounds.
Yeah, exactly. Boom.
and he's coming at
on
you,
your face,
bro. And he's coming at you from long. So like, here's the thing: he's not hitting you with that motherfucker like this. He's hitting you. That bitch is extended.
Yeah.
That jab is fully extended, and he's just boom, boom. He's just popping you with it.
You seen him? He's all the way out touching, all the way out touching, all the way out touching, all the way out touching.
But here's the thing too. I said this also in there. That's why he would die in an MMA fight, because you can't just flick that shit out like that. You'll get either John Jones is gonna or whoever. You can fight
a BJJ guy is gonna take you down.
You know what I'm saying? They're gonna take you down or a leg kick. Like that's Fury's legs are the size of fucking McDane's. Like they are insane. You're muted, by the way. But yeah, bro, that's just
not you're saying it, but you're muted.
But yeah, go ahead. What you're saying, bro?
Oh, sorry, brother. I'm just saying his. You're absolutely right, bro. His legs are fucking toothpicks. Because here's the thing, like if you hit, fair, but also boxers have footwork. Like if you look at like a Lennox Lewis, footwork. If you look at a Mike Tyson, if you look at a fucking Terrence Bud Crawford is a really good example because he actually has good footwork and he has good legs. They're not toothpicks, especially the top half, right? But then you do have what's that?
But also with him, he's dangerous too because he can hit you from both sides.
Facts.
He's switch doing stance. That. Yeah, and his so southpaw, his orthodox, just as nasty.
What are the fundamentals of boxing?
Footwork.
Cardio.
Yeah, bro.
Cardio, absolutely.
Which, real quick.
What do Ethiopians and boxers have in common?
Oh, you're God. I feel like we're getting canceled.
Yeah, I'm about to say, don't
cardio.
Tell us.
Please. Cardio, bro. And they both got skinny legs.
But here's the thing, too, bro, real quick.
That's two things.
It's crazy how Tyson has that much
power. They got in common.
Mother, all right, whenever you're ready.
Okay, go for it.
It's kind of crazy.
So like what I was saying, right?
I knew that. Why did I expect you not to?
I even knew that you knew that was going to happen.
Hey, that's the vaccine, folks. He's in Canada. It's the vaccine. But listen, it's kind of crazy, bro, the fact that Tyson even has that power with those little legs. Because you, like, all of it, your calves are so important in boxing, bro. And, like, the fact that you can transition that weight from your ass to your back to your shoulders. He has nothing. Fat. Just
it's all kinetic force. It all starts from the toes, the tips of your feet.
I am not turning my ankle for no reason. I am not turning my ankle for no reason. That doesn't make no sense to me. If I'm turning my ankle, it's for a reason.
I mean, you're a grappler, though. If you turn your grappler, you're giving up a takedown.
Even then, I understand the concept of, like, if I want to generate power, the power starts from the feet.
Yeah. The only time you're turning your ankle is if you're really generating, like, a crazy hook, and you're whipping it in.
And you're only going to turn your back. Your back.
That's all I do.
Nah.
Turning hooks?
Yeah.
I mean, that's different when you add an S to hook. Come on, fucker.
But let me ask
that was a good that was a good ass joke though. I did catch that. It was high hanging fruit.
Look, let me ask you this question though. Who y'all think had the more like power though behind their
Wait,
shots?
But you weren't even right on the jabs. Usyk landed more jabs.
Oh, Usyk landed more than Fury?
Yeah.
By 30.
Oh.
Or 29. Shit. It was 44 to 73. I was trying to wait till you were done. Oh, I felt bad.
I was trying to go, but fucking now we're talking about Leroy's fucking ankles.
It's significant, too. He had more significant.
Oh, and by the way, did you want to know who landed more power punches? Because Usyk got that by 6 as well. He's up on every single fucking scorecard. I'm so sorry for you.
No, the right
he
guy
won. The right guy won. I said that in the stream, bro, earlier. Like,
No. I agree. The white guy. I agree. The right guy won.
It sounded like you said the white guy won, which also is accurate, but...
Yeah,
they're both white, so... Can't lose! It's can't lose odds here, folks! You gotta bet on the white guy in this one!
But you can't say that the numbers represent that fight equally, because it doesn't.
Because it doesn't transcend the rounds.
I agree, the right guy won, but... There is a statement to be made for, like... Okay, you got five more than me in this round, but I got three more than you in that round. They're not the same. Even though they're all classes, significant strikes, they ain't the same.
But if I tell you that the guy that won landed over 20 more total strikes, over 25 more significant strikes, real judges gave him 2 extra rounds to the guy that lost, and AI judges gave him 4 extra rounds. So literally right between that, averaging speaking as far as numbers go and totality goes, can we just agree that somewhere between AI and human is the right threshold? Like, I'm just playing devil's advocate with you guys.
Can we agree full stop that the AI is more accurate?
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
I thought you were trying to argue me for a second. Like, we're 100% on board. I want the AI judging.
I'm all for it, to be honest.
Like, Miss Mary talked to me about it, like, earlier today, and she's like, hey, there's AI judging. Is that going into the actual scorecard, or is that off to the side? And I let her know it was off to the side, and she was actually more bummed that it was off to the side because she's like, she asked me straight up, how did you feel about it? Did you feel it was more accurate, or did you feel it was less accurate? And I was like, well, they gave him 4 rounds up, and... we had 7 of us on the show. We're like, yeah, Usyk won that fight by at least 3 to 4 rounds. So, I mean, I feel like AI actually got it more right. And Sporty Media, well, shout out real quick in the chat. They're agreeing. They're saying 100%. Polly P saying Usyk is a tactician. And I agree. Polly P, new to the chat, please drop a like, a comment, subscribe, smash the bell for notifications. Love to see you here more often, my friend. Sorry, what was that, Lee?
I was going to say, I agree 100%. You know, half of my argument was like trying to factor in the bullshit of the judging. So if we can just go with the AI on this, I would be stoked, man. Because the AI is, even though the AI is going to be wrong some of the time, at least it's going to be the least impartial on a proper trained model. That's my, like, nothing but boxing is nothing but plagued with bullshit from the day dot. And if you can incorporate a model that is like, hey, here's how this seemingly non-biased entity saw it, surely that's worth some value.
I completely agree. And Sterling, before you hop in here, I just want to say shout out to the fact that we've already hit over 100 people in the stream right now, folks. We fucking appreciate each and every one of you. We got 97 of you alone on Twitter/X. Again, drop on over to the YouTube at MMA Anomaly. Drop a like, a comment, a subscribe. We fucking appreciate each and every one of you. Also, and if you're new here, if you're old here, this shot, this is for you, folks. We appreciate you. Cheers to you. If you do shots, do one with us. And if you don't, then raise up a beer like my man to my Benjamin. Fucking right.
Rip
and if you
Benjamin,
don't,
get your joint.
Rip the Benjamin like the guy to the far right. Either way, we appreciate you. If you don't do any of the above, do a shot of water. We appreciate you. Stay hydrated, folks.
But honestly, folks, did y'all realize? Also, S-Dog's MMA talk, baby. Come hop in the chat, baby. But also, did y'all notice how, like, these last 2 minutes there was no interruptions? I let y'all talk, let you get your thoughts out. Did you know how smooth that went right there?
It's a wonder what it does when you shut the fuck up.
It's been, I mean, I'm just trying to set.
Well, I mean, when it's my show, I'm trying to control it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I passed it to him, and I'm passing it to you. So let's hear your thoughts, Sterling, without dissing anybody for fucking 5 minutes.
Well, let me tell you this, brother. But I just looked at the chat. Shout out, Paulie P,
that's
baby.
Enough. Next on.
I'm just listening. LOL. Thanks, guys. Sporty Media, 100%. And as always, my motherfucking dog, Mob. What's going down, baby? Nice to see you.
We can hit Mob with the air horns. Let's go, Mob.
Long earlier, baby. Mob's an OG. Hey, as the
Bob, mob, we appreciate you.
And the right hook.
Hey, brother. Mob, you're the man. I always appreciate you. Chat, drop down. Who did y'all think won the fight? And what is y'all thoughts on the AI judging as well? Because I like it. And honestly, what do y'all think about them showing the scorecards in between rounds?
Definitely not the scorecard they kept putting up on the screen. Like, that was some bullshit.
I wish they actually would have shown the AI scorecard throughout the fight with the judges' scorecard. I think that would have been a better look. I think we can all agree on that.
It probably would have showed how
dumb the judges are. Have you ever watched an Evicta card?
Yes, and I love it. I fucking love the live judging.
It's perfect. You're perfect. You're like... oh, the people who have an opinion about this fight, like the actual opinion, you get to see what they're saying. You're like, oh, yeah, I like that. Oh, no, I disagree with that. But at the end, there's not much left to argue with because you can see where they're coming from the whole time.
Bro, John Wallace, shout out in the chat. Hey, Usyk won. Let's fucking go. I agree, bro. I agree. And look, man, they call this guy the cat. We're almost at Christmas, so we'll just hit this for him.
Sometimes,
you know what I'm saying?
Look,
folks, he got
all the viewers on S-Dogs MMA Talk. I don't run this shit sometimes, okay? Sometimes I don't host this show, and I'm just here for the vibes. So I apologize for whatever the fuck that just was. To all the viewers.
And with that being said, it was very nice having Sterling on the show today, folks. This is the MMA Anomaly Show, No Filter. We appreciate you. If you're not already liked, commented, and subscribed to the MMA Anomaly Show, make sure you look us up. It is at MMA Anomaly on all platforms. You know, sometimes we don't have this guy to my right. Sometimes we got a jive turkey with us. But either way, I'm always happy to have Leroy with us. And sometimes I'm even happy to have this fucker that just, God, he loves to talk so much shit.
We're back.
I love him either way.
They talk, like, and subscribe, baby boys. So anyway, that's what I was saying.
Hey, they can hate, but they can't cancel.
Brother, haters hate us because they ain't us. But listen.
Hate us because they ain't us?
I'm here to hit the Benjamin. Have you ever seen that movie?
I was really quoting it. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, you said it like you were questioning me. Like, where'd you say that for?
Bro, that's what fucking Kim Jong-un said. He's like, hate us because they ain't us?
Hate us because they ain't us.
No, hate us because they ain't us. They're motherfucking peanut butter and jelly. Dude, I've seen that movie. Come on.
What's
that
dude's name? Not Seth Rogen. What's his homeboy?
Seth Rogen's the other guy.
No, I know that. No, his homeboy. I just said that, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? What's his name? You're talking about
James Franco, aka not Dave Franco from Neighbors.
Yeah. Thank you. That dude's fucking
same, but still different, but still the same.
Yeah. 40 Media said, dude,
this guy had too many references.
Had Usyk by three rounds.
I didn't see your reference pass.
Whenever you're ready, Leroy.
Brother, whenever you're ready.
Had Usyk by three rounds. I'm pro open scoring in almost all formats. I think fighters should know if they're down in the cards.
What format are you not open about it?
I wasn't done, but anyways, they makes fights more exciting. I 100% agree with you. I 100% agree with you, bro. Honestly, bro, like as a fighter too, like honestly, I think it would be badass to hear like what's going. Because honestly, in that Muay Thai fight, if how fucking going in the third round, otherwise. I didn't know we were fucking tied. I just probably would have fucking said fuck it. I'm gonna let it fly. But I, you know what I'm saying? You don't know these things. So hey, I honestly think that he's tied off for the amateurs.
Here's 10 more that would have got me the nod. Here's 10 more that would have got me the nod.
Look, if you know you're down and there's open scoring, there's a 50-50 chance you're going to let him fly and leave it all on the line. And there's a 50-50 chance that you're going to fucking leave yourself open and get knocked the fuck out by a lighter guy.
Hey, guess what? There's a 50-50 chance that if you already know you're down, you're going to be exactly the same way you were when you already thought you were down without knowing you were down.
I mean, if we're going off AI judging, he couldn't have fucking won the fight in the last round, Sterling. He was down four fucking rounds, kid.
Shit, I'm a Pauly P. We're all drinking and smoking tonight, boys. Usyk won for sure. Peanut butter and jelly, baby.
We need peanut butter and jelly.
Shout out Pauly P, baby. Shout out Pauly P.
Let's go.
Hey, let's take this shit to the private chat. Spark up this bad boy.
Look, brother. Mine's pure. Mine is even stronger.
Right there. Hey, I see you all in the coat, baby.
Yeah, but this is government weed. Y'all don't have government weed.
You don't know what we have.
I mean, you have no idea. I live in California, bro. You'd be hard pressed to try and say mine's better than yours.
You mean California, like south of British Columbia, where I just
California.
Where I just spent a lot of years, south of that. I think I'm about California.
How about Ola thinking you were from South Carolina, Olin?
I'm not gonna lie. The fact that my significant other has a friend from Carolina and like she claims to be Southern. No offense if you're tuning in. It's just not the same. It's just not the same. Like,
AKA all the offense.
It's like when Ricky Bobby says, and I did say it with all due respect. Look, like, they have, like, Southern accents.
Yeah, no, it's bad over there.
But us, like, we eat roadkill.
Yeah. I feel like, I feel like
we bring it all full circle, brother. Have you ever eaten squirrel? Not if you're from North Carolina.
Australians are pretty similar.
To kind of get back.
Have you eaten squirrel?
I've eaten some fucked up shit. Yeah.
But have you? No. We're not fucking playing this 2024 dance around the question bullshit, okay? No fake news on this podcast. This is no filter, all right, folks? Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. It's going to be huge. Leroy, have you ever eaten squirrel?
Do you think squirrels would survive in Australia?
No, but you live in fucking Canada.
Well, I haven't eaten squirrel because I grew up in fucking Australia, dickhead.
Record scratch, brother. How long have you fucking lived outside of Australia, you fucking bitch?
Six years now.
That's long enough to fucking hunt a squirrel, folks. Can we get an applause? Come on. Come on. Can you go out there and fucking hit it?
You can't request your own applause. That's not how
I can if no one knows that I'm the guy that does fucking everything behind the scenes. You fuck yourself, Leroy.
Well, how about I tell them that I was the one who hit the applause button, and then that'll fuck them right up.
No. No, Leroy is the one that hits this one. That's a fucking fact. Every now and then, because Leroy's his biggest fanboy, he might hit this one. Yeah. Yeah. You can hear it in his voice. He's a fucking scouser. Fucking Leroy is a fucking scouser. Scousers don't get knocked out and they don't eat fucking squirrel.
Wholeheartedly, the only button I'm hitting is that Rick Sanchez. All right, champ, let's go.
All right, good job, champ.
Let's go. Lick, lick, lick my balls. Say it all the time.
if anything, that's the second right there.
You know what I'm saying? You can just feed me in the chat. You know what? If you want to feed me a Rick Sanchez not quote, I'll say it in Rick Sanchez's voice for you. Rick Chances. My emphasis on the wrong size there.
This might have been a mistake, me joining this live, folks.
The best time. I mean, was it a mistake or was it the best time? It was the best of times. I'll say it was the worst of times. Either way, you're getting a couple live stream hours here.
It was your parents fucking, but here you are, mate. So let's not get carried away.
Had your parents looking for the condom like, where are you? I'm sorry. He literally teed it up. It was too easy.
It was too. It was like hanging fruit. Hey, just
that's Dog MMA talks, folks. I don't know. This ain't a normal episode. I don't know what's going on with these boys tonight, but you know we're here.
Okawa said, "Say it with that Borat accent." Look, man, I don't even know what I said 5 minutes ago with that accent. So you tell me what to say. But either way, my wife. You know.
I'm not promoting this one.
He already did, though. He already fucking did. Man. And you know what? Whether you like it or not,
you can be my wingman anytime.
You know what I'm saying, Sterling?
You can be my wingman anytime.
Oh, that was actually really fucking solid. All right, we're passing off the Borat voices to this fucking guy.
I looked over at the clock.
Giving me a little bit of a run for my money.
For the last 5.5 minutes, we've talked about nothing about Tyson and Usyk. I just want y'all to know that.
Tyson.
And as a direct result,
I'm happy. Thank you.
I just want that to be known. Hey.
I was just trying to build it up to lay it out for you to play people. It out. You know what I'm saying? We're right back, folks. We're right back.
There was no controversy tonight. The right man won.
Yeah, right man won. What do y'all think is next for Usyk? What do y'all think about Daniel Dubois stepping in there and calling him out?
You already beat him. I don't see the point in doing it again.
how long ago did Usyk beat Dubois already?
Yeah.
He did, but there was a bit of a controversial moment in that fight. Sorry to cut in, sir, Leroy. Yeah, there was a moment.
He won not by decision. I don't know how much controversy he can have.
But there was the low blow, correct?
Yes. It wasn't great.
So there was a low blow that happened. A lot of people were saying it was a bit above the belt line. And because it was above the belt line, you know, you don't love it the way that you love my wife. Instead, you know, you're a bit judgy on it. And then the very next round after that low blow call that wasn't actually a low blow, what happened? SNLs, why don't you tell them? While I go, as you guys say, take the piss. I'm using it in the wrong context, but either way, still stands true. I knew you'd like that.
I just want to hear you explain to me what it means.
I'm embarrassed of this episode tonight.
He's gone.
I could probably go back and delete this episode.
Well, Polly P disagrees. Polly P, should we
do it? I just wanted to see what you say, dude.
Well, I can't even pull it up because I'm a guest. Can you?
Polly P said, who currently could beat Usyk 2 out of 3 fights, you think? Nobody, bro. Usyk's...
I think nobody. I think he retires. Why wouldn't you? He's already the baddest man on the planet. He is the first four organization unanimous champion of the heavyweight division ever.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man. No one beats him. If the undefeated Tyson couldn't beat him, who beats him? Nobody. He's the man. Why not hang it up?
But, I mean, dude, he's making so much money now.
Yeah, but he made the money, bro. Like, listen, if I had 20 million and you said, I'll give you another 20 million, it means nothing to me. I already have 20 million.
Like, bro, you could have 40. Imagine what you could do with another 20 million. You're done, bro. You don't ever have to do anything the rest of your life.
Dude, like, my whole life existence of happiness would probably cost about 400K tops.
Yeah, dude, but also he's also a fighter though too, bro. So he's like, if I'm gonna do this, bro, because for him it's like, what's he gonna do?
This is what I'm saying. So the money isn't the bribe. The challenge is the bribe.
The challenge, yes.
And he's got no challenge. He just beat the challenge twice in a row.
He's gonna go down as one of the greatest heavyweight boxers of all time.
So who's his challenge? What's next? What? I had to cut weight to find an opponent? That doesn't make any sense.
I just think he's going to be like, fuck it. I'm just going to keep fighting. I can beat the fuck out of Daniel Dubois. That's $30 million easy in the bank.
Again?
Fighting on Arabia.
Where's my incentive?
Bro, he doesn't give a fuck about that. The way the Turkey Alashik's paying, he's probably like, I'll take another $35 million and go beat the fuck out of Daniel Dubois.
No.
Right, and you got to think about it. Like,
these fights aren't fuck all. These fights aren't amateur fights. This is millions of dollars. This is legacy shit. You're not just going, I'll just take this fight for some cash. You're going to fucking line the fuck up for this shit. If you ain't in it, you ain't in it. And I don't know what you would be in it for if you already have all the fucking belts. And what? Oh, here, fight a guy you've already beat so you can beat him again for
some
cash.
Look, folks.
It ain't happening.
I'm looking up heavyweight boxing.
Look, I don't know what the fuck you guys have even been talking about.
Am I wrong? In the chat.
I don't even know what you've been talking about, but I got to jump in the chat here, Leroy.
Yeah, you are,
motherfucker. You don't fucking know what you're talking about. Fuck.
I got to jump in, Leroy. I got to jump in the chat, Leroy. Polly P said straight the fuck up, and this is a straight moment, right? Who currently could beat Usyk 2 out of 3 times, you think?
That's what we're talking about right now.
No one.
And that's why he said fucking agreed, because I missed it. But then Okawa, Okawa, like Okinawa? Japan. You know what I'm talking about? That whiskey we drink.
On the same shit,
folks, Okawa said 100% right. Not even Better Beev. Did you guys go over that? Do you think Better Beev could beat him?
Fuck Better Beev. Why do you want him to...
Wow! Wait, he's talking about worse Beev.
Listen. Drop an F in the chat if you want to see this jiu-jitsu boy fuck up these two punty-ass strikers.
I'm dropping an F in the chat just because I want to fucking hit you with a goddamn knee to the face or a goddamn uppercut, bro. I swear to God, it'd be so fucking glorious.
I can't wait to dump you.
Drop an F in the chat if you want to see me hit this guy with the most glorious fucking step back uppercut you've ever fucking seen. Have you ever seen the movie Greased Lightning? Because it would look something like that. Greased fucking lightning is what would hit this guy.
From this angle, bro. It's just sad, man. Like, I just feel bad for you.
It'd be somewhere between Apollo and Rocky, just like the middle of my chest. You know what I'm saying? The amount of power that would grace your fucking chin, brother.
All I heard was empty between.
There's nothing empty but the fucking brain cells that'll be happening and the fucking activity happening after that uppercut, kid. I love you, Sterling. And I love you, Leroy. But facts, I like my odds.
I don't know why y'all keep saying this. Y'all are going to get fucked up. Why y'all keep bringing this up? Y'all gonna get
my guy Okawa said glass chin.
I literally don't even need to enter. I'm not about to sit here and argue.
Owen, the guy neither of us even acknowledged is talking shit.
He brought my name in it. He said, "Ed Zog, I love you, kid, but I like my odds." And I was like, "Listen, I don't."
I'm just saying, I like my odds against both of you guys, not at the same time, Sterling. I'm not a fucking crazy person, but hey, if we're talking Las Vegas odds, listen, I got a shot board, and I'm fucking with you.
Let me go grab a beer.
Listen to me.
Let's go.
There's no situation in life where I need Leroy to help me, ever. If I ever need Leroy to help me in a fight, I'm down bad. I'm getting up by 10 people if Leroy has to come help me. He's vaccinated, first of all.
Come on, dude. We don't talk about that on my show. Come on.
He's from Canada.
Come on.
Hey, we're also streaming on Xbox MMA Talk, all right? These people are suffering through some shit tonight. I don't know what's going on with this show tonight. I think it's...
I'm triple vaxxed, brother. And I still knock you out with an uppercut. We can go at it.
Here's what's going to happen. It's going to be like Mike Tyson punch out, and I'm Mike Tyson, motherfucker.
Brother, you know Mike Tyson's the final boss, but you know a ton of people, at least 100,000 people beat that game. I'm one of the 100,000 that beats your ass. Again, you left me the low-hanging fruit. Okawa even said, oh my God, he just saw a dead body.
I'm pretty sure he was saying that when I was talking about knocking you out being Mike Tyson.
Maybe.
I would do the fucking Leroy's bitch ass.
A fucking Leroy.
A bitch ass Australian.
But where are you at? Do you have something poured up? Do you have a beer? He's got the vape.
You're both American.
Fucking American. Cheers, folks, to Vegas odds. And if it's Vegas odds, always bet on your boy. Let's fucking go.
This episode's gonna get demonetized like a motherfucker, huh?
No chance.
Oh, okay. Say less.
I mean, as long as you don't fucking keep dialing it up, brother.
Whoa, motherfuckers. If I go back and look at this, y'all gonna be like, yeah, we should have fucking just kept talking about Fury versus Usyk.
Hold on. We're going back to boxing, folks. Let's fucking dial it back. Right, Pauly P.
As an American is the easiest day as a foreigner. I'm telling you right now.
What? What did you just say?
Your hottest day as an American is the easiest day as a foreigner.
Brother, my first job, I made $2.14 an hour in America.
Sounds like $2 more than I made, mate.
Oh, brother, my God.
Dude,
oh,
you God. Couldn't even remember I'm how bullshit. Much you made. I remember the paperboy route conversation. Literally, see yourself out of this fucking shit, okay, brother? Hey. On a scale of 1 to 10, just miss me with that bullshit. You know, it's a solo show now, folks. Welcome to the MMA Anomaly Show. We're happy to have you. Make sure you drop a like, a comment, subscribe at MMA Anomaly. I'm just fucking kidding. We're bringing the boys back in town.
I got to start streaming this on my shit. This whole removing people's shit is getting old.
Brother.
I got to start. Y'all got that from McDane?
To me, Sterling, that sounds like some privilege.
And it should have never
stayed. I'm used to being cut off.
Look how long I've been doing my channel, and look at the first time I did that. Maybe McDane got that shit from me, brother. Okay, either way, we hit that a long, long time ago, but typically I'm a little bit less lazy and I do this. We are back without the boys, but I didn't do that today because, you know, I just didn't have the time. Instead, I just wanted to fucking remove you because you were just talking all that shit, brother. Now, with that being said...
If you're black, by the way.
Pauly P said, pure blood here. Wilder should make some money and fight Paul.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Paul Krieg?
Are you talking about Jake Paul?
Jake Paul.
From Scotland?
I'd like that fight a lot. I'd like Deontay Wilder versus Jake Paul a lot.
Which MMA fighter can knock out a boxer? Paul?
I'd say
close
John...
your eyes and throw a dart, you dickhead. What the fuck?
Yes, Derek Lewis, Sergey Pavlovich,
like all of them, maybe. What are we talking about in a boxing fight? Maybe
Dustin Gaethje.
Be more specific. I'm not mad. I'm just
Dustin Poirier is a fucking boxer doing MMA. I mean, what the fuck?
Stop taking my fucking line. I was waiting for you guys to stop talking. Okay, I was gonna say WBC title. WBC title gets wrapped, okay? Because Dustin only has to cut one more pound to hit junior middleweight, 154 pounds, and then he knocks the fuck out a man named Sebastian Fandora in the WBC belt holder division. What are you guys thinking of that?
He could fight at 168, 162.
A bunch of motherfuckers.
But hold on. There's a I'm going to stop you. Hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. The reason I named a certain person is because the other person in his weight class, I've already mentioned him three times in this fucking show, folks. Talking about Terrence Crawford. That's a tough matchup for Dustin Poirier in boxing.
He's a motherfucker.
I'm not, again.
The best boxer in the world.
Thank you. You're talking about my favorite boxer currently versus my favorite MMA fighter currently. And in boxing, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. As much as I like Poirier more, I'm taking my favorite boxer.
Right. I would rate Crawford. But in MMA, he dies.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna answer both of you guys right fucking now, okay? If Dustin Poirier does that fight, you gotta do a split clause in there where if I lose in boxing, you fight me in MMA.
Each way, yeah.
Because Terrence Crawford eating a leg kick or a calf kick. I vomited in my mouth a little bit, folks. That's fucking terrible news for the kid. Have you ever, I'm looking at you, Okawa, and Polly P. If you've ever eaten a fucking calf kick, let us know how it felt.
Leroy. I'll tell you right now how it felt. I got hit with it today. It fucking sucked.
I rate Crawford to get it done.
I didn't hear a word you said.
Yeah, same. In MMA?
Yeah, he's a dog.
Well, yeah, the step back that he has, it's nasty. It's nasty work.
I reckon he'll eat it and carry on.
Who are you talking about, Terrence?
He's talking about Terrence against Dustin Poirier in an MMA fight.
Yeah. He'd get fucked up in the first round.
He'd lose, but he'd make himself respectable.
No, he would not.
You don't think he'd make himself respectable?
No, bro. Bro, he's never been hit with 4-ounce gloves in his fucking life. It's a different feeling.
You give him 12 weeks to work it out. I think he'd do all right.
No.
Dude, he's a fighter, man. He's not a boxer. He's a fighter, bro.
It'd be like Dustin going to boxing.
He ain't soft, bro. He is not soft.
Terrence?
That man's a man. That's a man you're talking about.
He's 144 pounds, first of all. Take it easy. He's as much as a 12-year-old boy. Chill the fuck out. He's 5'4". He's a man. Chill the fuck out. He's not Izzy Adesanya. Chill the fuck out.
I put $100,000 on that he kicks your ass.
Fuck you and Canada.
Hold on. Okawa said, savage, man. It felt knocked out. My sister knocked me out with a leg kick. We were doing kickboxing. We were training.
That's sad.
Okawa, I'm assuming you're a brother.
Don't tell anybody that ever again. Just keep
no, you can tell us. It's safe with us. We're going to keep it between us and the 112 viewers right now. Folks, Okawa got knocked out by a leg kick from his sister. And look, I can tell you, from a girl, it was huge. It was huge. Took the whole foot to my face.
Oh, she didn't leg kick you. She kicked you in the head.
No bueno aquí.
Hold on. Well, he said leg kick, and then he said took the whole foot to my face.
Come on, don't be crazy.
Tell us what really happened here, huh?
We're on your ass.
They're different. No Diddy. Pathetic piece of sack.
We're trying to figure out how this took place. Either way, what we're gathering is that we're a fan of you. Your sister beat you in a sparring match, and she should be subscribed to MMA Anomaly's channels. I mean, if that's not the case, not only should you make that happen, but if you really, really, really for this holiday season want to ensure that
I'm happy to go,
make sure that you and her subscribe to at MMA Anomaly and also at S Dogs MMA Talk, folks, on all platforms. So he apparently took a whole foot to his face, to the face.
He said she kicked me on the jaw.
That sucks. Hey,
I gotta go. Thank you, everybody. Sorry, I'll speak to you guys afterwards. I got a family member calling me. No worries.
We appreciate you, brother. Have a great night, Leroy. At SNLs, subscribe to the man, the myth, the legend, folks. What a fucking guy, huh?
I was about to say, is Leroy good or?
I mean, I gotta find the right fucking backdrop now at this point. How many? I mean, jeez Louise. All right, well, I'm going to make a backdrop as we talk about before we call it a wrap-up show for you folks here. And again, we appreciate each and every one of you. We have 106 of you on Twitter/X tuning in. Make sure that you tune in on YouTube at MMA Anomaly. Like, comment, subscribe, smash that bell for notifications. Right after you do that, you see the man flexing. He's not flexing for no reason. He's flexing for your love, folks. He's a Texan himself. Make sure you drop a like, a comment, a subscribe to at SDogsMMA as I make this fucking backdrop as this man breaks it down, folks. We are not going to end the show just yet. We are going to talk for just a couple more minutes, very briefly, about what we think is going to happen coming into UFC and MMA when it comes to fiscal year 2025. Folks, what do you think is going to happen when we come into this first fight card of the year? Mackenzie Dern versus Amanda Ribas. And before we jump into that, Sterling, we have a fucking banger in the co-main event, my friend. We have Santiago the Ponzi Scheme himself, Ponzinibbio, coming in against Carlston Harris. How do you see that fight going, my friend?
Bro, I'll be honest with you. I'm so happy that that fight's on before UFC 313?
It is UFC 311. My guy, you're about two pay-per-views ahead, and I appreciate where the head's at. But my goodness, we got to give respect to these other two cards.
I was about to say, it's been a long night, sorry. But yeah, bro, I'm glad there's fights on before then, because I thought January 18th, that's all we were going to have to do. We're going to have to just be raw dogging it. But this is a better time than ever to just let y'all know. Next week, MMA Anomaly will be doing kind of a year wrap-up show, and I'll be doing an award show on Monday, folks, live. So tune in. Y'all be ready. We'll release the times on Monday. But back to this, bro. I got Mackenzie Dern going into this. If her striking keeps improving, bro, the way it already is, she's going to be hard to deal with. Her jiu-jitsu, as everyone knows, is just so nasty. And I just like seeing her in the game, honestly. She always puts on exciting fights, and I think women's MMA needs that a lot more. And who was in the co-main event?
So in the co-main event, we got Santiago, the Ponzi Scheme himself, Ponzinibbio, coming in against Carlston Harris. Yeah. Carlston Harris is coming in at 19-6. Santiago coming in at 30-8. Do you have a favorite in this one?
I like Ponzinibbio a lot, bro, just because he's been in the game for so long. I can't believe he's still fighting, honestly. I'm going to go with Ponzinibbio, but Harris is a dog, dude. He's one of the, like you said, his record's 19-6. It's not that nice, but dude, he puts on exciting fights. Most of his fights are finishes, whether he lose or win. And Ponzinibbio is the same way. Ponzinibbio hasn't fought in a minute either, bro. So it's going to be nice to see how he looks opening the card. What about you?
Yeah, man, the Ponzi Scheme is honestly, in every facet of the word, he is a, for lack of better words, he's a son of a bitch. Right? Like, he's a tough outing for any single person when it comes to the UFC. And Carlston Harris is not going to prove to be any different when it comes to this outing. Carlston Harris is good. He might even be great if he's going against anybody other than Santiago Ponzinibbio, but unfortunately, Santiago is that guy. He is the man, the myth, the legend, the man that just might have the answer to put a stop to the Ponzi Scheme. And then even before that, we've got a handful of fights obviously coming up. We got Chris Curtis coming in against Roman Kopylov. That's one of my picks of the night.
Yeah.
Early on for fight of the night.
That's going to be a fucking war, bro. I didn't know that fight was even happening. I'm glad to see Chris Curtis back, too, since that fight with Brendan Allen. This is going to be fun, man, to see.
The action man looking to bounce back against Roman Kopylov, who is, I mean, look, I haven't seen him in the same room as Chase Hooper. And with all due respect, he looks like Chase Hooper if Chase Hooper got a hold on some real TRT.
Really, like a Ukrainian Chase Hooper.
Like a TRT, like buffed up Chase Hooper. Okawa's asking, do we like Shavkat? I do like Shavkat. I like him against anybody other than Bilal Muhammad because I think Bilal's got his number. I think just the grappling is going to prove to be too much for him. And the pressure is going to prove to be a little bit too much for him. Sterling, what do you think about Shavkat versus Bilal Muhammad, especially after that Ian Garry fight?
I honestly think Bilal has a way better of a chance than I thought he had. I thought it was going to be just an absolute domination by Shavkat if they did fight. But after seeing that with Ian Garry, man, and kind of like when Bilal faced up to him, you kind of see he's really not that much smaller than him. And honestly, Bilal just fights so – it's boring as fuck, man. But, like, he's so committed to his style and just, like, controlling dudes and putting them where they don't – like, where they don't want to be. So it's hard, man. But I'm going with Shavkat. I fucking love Shavkat, and I'd love to see a champion like him because that fight with Ian Garry was so fun to watch. And you got to think, what would Bilal versus Ian Garry look like? You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of my opinion on it, man. What do you think?
I'm with you. I actually think that Bilal does better in this fight than a lot of people are giving him chances for. A lot of people look at Shavkat and they're like, oh, I mean, like, he's got like a 98% finish rate. Like, all but one of his fucking fights, he's finished and he's also undefeated. He's probably going to be very happy. And I mean, like, and also at the same time, if he's fighting, you know, Bilal, and I bet on him to win, not only that, but by finish.
I'm happy. Thank you.
But that's just not the truth, folks. Bilal is that fucking guy, right? Like, if we were talking to Lizzo, with all due respect, if we were talking to Lizzo.
You talking about the singer?
And Lizzo said that she made him do a DNA test. Bilal would find out that he's actually 100% that bitch, right? Because he's probably going to put a halt to our boy, Shavkat Rakhmonov. I like Shavkat. I'm on the Shavkat fanboy train. But with that being said, Sterling, I'm with you. I think Bilal is that guy. I think he's just too tough, too strong. And, you know, Okawa saying Shavkat has good striking in BJJ, though. I agree, Okawa. But, like, striking in BJJ is two parts of a big, big puzzle. And I know Sterling knows exactly what I'm saying here, right? Like, striking versus boxing, Muay Thai, karate, etc., striking. There's so many different facets of the word. Same with like BJJ is saying a good depiction of like the realm of grappling that he has on lock. Mm-hmm. Bilal has the entirety of grappling on lock because he's trained with these guys from fucking Dagestan. You know what I'm saying? Like the same dude that broke my fucking pinky. Looking at you, Islam. And the same dude that was the champ before him, Khabib. You know what I'm saying? Real fucking shut up. I just think that Islam is going to be too much. And because of that, what's it called? Sambo. It is called Sambo, Okawa. You're the man, the myth, the legend. And that's why I think.
All night tonight, too.
Yeah, shout out to you being in the fucking chat all night tonight. We're going to go ahead and fucking give you a little extra. Fucking like 20 of them. A little air horn extra there for Okawa. And also shout out to Polly P for being in the fucking chat for as long as you were, man. Folks.
Yeah, Polly P. I mean, we did this last minute, folks. This literally was just kind of... We've been doing a lot of podcasting lately, to be honest with you. And we appreciate everyone that's been in the lives interacting with us, for real. It's been nice chopping it up. Y'all might think there's beef. I get that all the time. People, we get off. They're like, what's up with the beef with you, McDane? You and the boys sometimes. It's never beef. We're just vibing. It's always a good time with the boys. We did a watch along earlier. And then we kind of just, as I was walking home, the boys were like, let's do a recap. So like I said, how many we got on now total, Olin?
We got 112 right now, baby.
And everyone on X, there's still time for you to hop in here. We appreciate all of y'all, for real. Thank everyone in the chat. If you're not already, like and subscribe. MMA Anomaly, S-Dogs MMA Talk. My man made it super simple for you. If you go, how do you spell that shit? It's right there at the bottom, baby boys and girls. But I'm excited, bro, for next year, man, and everything we got going forward and just how this year's been overall.
My guy, Okawa. Look, my friend.
Okawa!
Let's fucking go. We are going to call it a quits of a show pretty soon, but I'm going to pour one last one up for you. My guy's going to do one last big, big sip and big, big fucking drag of the vape for you, my friend.
I got to get another bottle, brother, for the boys again.
I'm going to have to get one for the boys. For the award show, folks, if you are new here, if you are old here, we typically like to do my favorite episode of the show of the year here, folks. It is the MMA Anomaly Awards. The man to my right is going to be doing an award show as well. Make sure you drop a like, a comment, and subscribe on his show, S-Dogs MMA Talk. It's coming Olin's Monday. I'm going to be there. We're all going to fucking be there, folks. So as soon as that round ends, I'm tagging you the fuck in, folks. Come on over to my channel. It's going to be in the first or second week of January. The only reason for that is because it's a bit of a labor of love, folks. We're going to have to do a little bit of edits. I'm going to put in some work, and we're going to make sure that we get all of your votes. Okawa, I'm looking at you, right? Fucking, you know what I'm saying? Polly P, I'm looking at you. I'm going to post up the poll at the end of the week here, officially Sunday. Mom. And all your votes. And on that MMA Anomaly Show Awards, if you send in a video to me, I'll provide a Gmail chat or a Gmail email address for you to send it to. That counts as double votes. Okay, so vote on the polls. Send me a video. There's like a 9 out of 10 chance I play your video on the fucking award show. And if I don't, just hit me up like, "Where are you?" And I'll make a fucking special video just for you folks. Okawa saying cheers to us.
I'll hit him up for him. I'll hit him up for you if you can't get a hold of him.
Let's fucking go, folks. We're going to be busy, but I hope that you all vote, send in videos. And if you're new here, if you're old here, we're doing the last shot of the show, folks. This is for you. Cheers. If you drink, drink with us. If you don't, do a little sippy sip of water or maybe a little puffy puff of the pen. You know what I'm saying? Like my guy, if you do it old fashioned, do a puffy puff of the old fashioned stuff. You know what I'm saying, folks? Either way, we appreciate you for being here. You hear me? Let's go. Cheers to you, cheers to us, and cheers to all of the winnings from mixed martial arts and boxing across all of 2024.
Bro, I don't want to get all mopey and sad here to kill the vibe. I mean, I'm sad. I'm sad there's no more fight. There's not going to be a fight watch along for probably a good month.
The good news is, look, the bad news is there's no fight watch along for the rest of the year.
Miss Mary.
Good news is, there's a week and a half left in this year. And then right after that, I know you're thinking this is probably the best year you've had so far, S-Dogs.
It really is.
And I'll second it. I'll second that notion. And you know what? As we second that notion, cheers to all of you guys, gals, and in between in the chat.
Well,
this is wholeheartedly to you. This is wholeheartedly to you. Miss Mary in the chat. Cheers, guys. Let's fucking go, Miss Mary 616. And folks, this is to each and every one of you in the chat. Again, looking at you, Okawa. Looking at you, Polly P. Looking at you, Leroy. Looking at you, Sporty Media. Every single one of you guys. Look, folks. 2024 was probably my favorite year that I've had doing this. And I know it's his favorite year. So if you could do us each and all an extremely wealthy favor, and just make sure that you do your part to make sure that 2025 is an even better year. Let's fucking go. It's up to you. It's up to us. We're going to do our part to push out the content. Do your part to smash the likes, the comments, the subscribes, the bells for notifications, folks. It's at MMA Anomaly. It is at S-Dogs MMA Talk, folks. You already know what it is. It is at all of the fucking air horns. Okawa, one last question before we call it a fucking show, before we wrap it up for these live events for the year. Sterling, maybe watch new rising fighters. Are you asking who our must watch rising fighter is of the year? Because if that's the case,
that's a good one.
I've got thoughts. Sterling, you want me to take the lead or you want me to pass it to you first? Because you know I'm a gentleman and I'm happy to give you the lead, my boy.
Go ahead, dude, because I got two, but I just want to give one. But I want to hear which one you think it is.
I got two, and I mean, you might think I'm riding the bandwagon a little bit as far as gyms go, and you know my best vote of gym of the year, I think, Sterling. It's the Fighting Nerds. Look, man, it's got to be Mauricio Rufi.
Or Pratas.
Pratas.
That was my Pratas. I didn't think about Rufy. You got me with that one. I was going to say Pratas, or I was going to say Joaquin Buckley. Those were the two I was going to say. Because I think Joaquin Buckley's going to be fighting for the belt by around this time next year, bro. But I didn't think
about Rufy. Buckley is too much of an obvious choice for me, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I didn't want to say that one. I was going to say either Pratas, because he's a motherfucker.
He's a – dude, did you watch – hold on. Were you on the show with me and Nano, or did you watch the show with me and Nano? Because I literally – that was the exact term I used for Pratas. I think you were on the show. I literally was like, the best terminology I can use to describe Carlos Pratas is he is a real motherfucker. Like, he's that guy, dude.
I'm trying to think of some more. I was going to say Peyton Talbot, but I don't know, man.
Peyton Talbot is a quick, swift runner-up.
You know what I'm saying? Him.
Peyton Talbot is that guy. But, I mean, he shaved his head, and that kind of deletes the aura a little bit, right?
Just a tad bit, bro. But, because he still got that tattoo. He still got that circle in the middle of his chest. That's kind of crazy. And it goes out through his back, too, and it's like kind of – that's kind of wild. And he paints his nails. He's kind of a different guy. Man,
he's got the anime tattoo too. Like it's tough pickings, brother.
Oh, and there's got to be one more before we move on this and end it.
I'm happy with it. Tell me what you got.
I'm saying there's got to be – there's something probably we're not even thinking about, dude. Right now, I'm trying to put in my brain. I was hoping the chat was gonna drop some for us, give us some more ideas. But off the top of my head, bro, those are the new rising stars I see coming up. And I'm gonna get more of a whole soppy goodbye on next Monday, folks. So if you want to see an absolute outro with the boys, we got something special planned.
It's time!
But yeah, brother, I can't think of anybody else really, unless you can, unless the chat's dropping somebody in there for us. Those are about – I think we're on the money with that. Rufy, Pratas, and baby Peyton. I can't think of anyone else, bro. I'm going through like weight divisions in my head of like fighters, and I'm like, what about this guy?
It's hard, right? Like, ugh.
Yeah, it's hard, bro. I'm excited to see what a lot of guys do. Like, I'm excited to see Michael Benham Page fight again.
Zalhuber lost, I think he made a name. Ooh, he better make a name for himself. I'm 2024.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many guys like that we're not even thinking about. Like, the Golden Boy's a motherfucker. And they're all at lightweight. Bro, imagine him versus Rufy. Imagine the Golden Boy versus Mark. You know what I'm saying?
How about Orlby versus Rebecca? I think if we're talking about fighters that have been in the UFC for multiple years that haven't made a name for themselves out here right now. We're talking about Mateos Rebecca. Come on, bro. That win over Worldby, that's got to put him on the map.
Yeah, but he's just not like a – he's not like a big – like a name, like the casual that – like.
But you got to watch him, dude. You got to watch Rebecca after that.
For us, I know what you're talking about. But like to the average guy, they're going to get along more Peyton Talbot or more with Pratas. They're not going to really like his style or like kind of like his vibe as much.
But like, hey, great fighters to watch.
Yeah, no.
I think he hits that mark, bro.
I'm just talking about for casuals, but I'm 100% with you. He's a motherfucker, bro.
Due respect, do you think Okawa's a fucking casual? He's been here for like an hour now. Like, this guy's definitely not a casual.
No, bro. I'm talking about for casual fans.
Like, oh, fans, fair.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people that are watching him, they're going
to
get –
yeah, if he's looking for somebody to watch, though, that's like, he's not a casual, I think – if we're talking about like top three people to watch, if you're not a casual,
yes,
gotta be like maybe.
That's what I'm trying to think of right now. I'm overthinking it, but I'm just trying to think of guys like that.
I mean, maybe Sergey Spivey. I mean, he got that impressive win over Garrett Onfield. Very, very underrated performance. And then other than that, I mean, it's got to be Mateos Rebecca, right? Like, pretty slept on. And then, I mean, if we're talking about, like, the unsung hero of 2025, it's got to be Dan Hooker.
Yeah. I fucking love Dan Hooker, bro.
Like, he's gotten massive losses and wins in 2024. And fun fact, unlike most people, when he gets a loss and a win, they both project him forward. You got to admit it.
Dude, he's a dog, bro. I can't believe he's still been in the game as long as he has, bro, with the amount of wars he's been through, dude.
I think that's the most impressive thing is he's been in wars, but like more often than not, like he's been in fucking five wars, but he's won 15 battles. You know what I'm saying? Like he's out here. He's going against Dagestanis. He does not dictate where he fights. He just goes against anybody that is there for him to pace. And whether it's a person that has better grappling in him than or not, he's like, all right, I'll test my mettle and we'll see how I crack up.
Yeah. This Polish guy is cracked. Who's a Polish guy?
Before that, he said, I heard Mateusz Rebecki would be beating Dagestani big monsters. I heard this Polish guy. Cracked.
Who's this Polish guy? Who's cracked?
Well,
does he think I'm Polish?
No, I think he's talking about Mateusz Rebecki, bro.
Oh, he's
fighting out of Poland, my guy.
I'm not Polish, bro.
No. He's fighting out of Szczecin. I think I said that right. Szczecin, Poland.
You did way better than I would have done.
It's for those of you in the chat, it's Szczecin, Poland. Szczecin, Poland. And he is fighting on a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu foundation. I like Mateusz Rebecki. I think he's an absolute beast. I think that he is someone that has kind of held his own, for lack of better words. But, I mean, in the chat, this Polish guy is cracked, is what he's saying. And, I mean, I heard Mateusz Rebecki be beaten Dagestani big monsters. So we got about 5 more minutes left in us, folks. Any last minute questions in the chat, let us know at MMA Anomaly, at S-Dogs MMA Talk. And before we jump off, Mateusz Rebecki apparently is beating Dagestan big monsters. Szczecin. Is that how you say it, Okawa? Szczecin. And Sterling, how do you feel about this match?
How many people we got in the chat, big dog?
We got 114 right now, 107 on Twitter. If you're on Twitter or X, make sure you do us a favor at MMA Anomaly on YouTube. Please make sure you like, comment, subscribe, smash that bell for notifications. And right after that, make sure you jump on over to at S-Dogs MMA Talk. Smash that like, comment, subscribe, and bell for notifications.
Hey, I think Okawa's got a good question for us to end the show right here. These next two right here is a good way to end it.
All right, so first and foremost, do you watch Bellator? I'm going to keep this to a quick, simple yes or no question. I'm going to let Sterling take the lead. Yes or no? Take the lead, my friend. Do you watch Bellator?
Yes, brother. We watch Bellator and I watch PFL. I don't get how people just watch the UFC. There's so many other organizations that are amazing. I mean, me and Eric have done prediction shows and watch alongs for, we did Karate Combat. Me and Olin did just this past weekend. Me and Eric have done one championship watch alongs. We even did the PFL last year. I mean, I don't get how people just watch the UFC. There's so many good fighters. I was just talking to Yao about this in the watch along about these nasty knockouts he's been posting from PFL lately. So I watch it all, brother. I watch BKFC, watch boxing, anything combat sport relating. I watch Glory Kickboxing, watch One Kickboxing. I watch fucking Muay Thai, the grappling. We watch Submission in the Pit with Olin. I mean, you can't get enough of it, bro. I literally will never get how people just watch the UFC. Just expand your horizon, and there's so many other good fighters. That's my final take of the night. Might have been a little extended, but I appreciate all you. And that's a great question, Okawa. Olin, what are your thoughts, bro?
Well, I definitely watched Bellator, or as we call it on the show. I mean, what is the correct terminology here, Sterling? Is it PFLator?
PFLator is the best way to put it. That's why I just combined it in one.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it, at the risk of having a little wild, wild west between PFL and Bellator.
Yeah. The craziest thing I ever said was telling Dana, Blockbuster said the same thing when Dana was like, the UFC won't ever go away. And they were like, Blockbuster said the same thing. And I was like, guys, your pay-per-view did 8,000 buys last week. I mean, let's just chill out. And Okawa, you're a Texan in my heart, brother. Thank you, sir. I feel the dog. Hey, Okawa, I feel and I appreciate you. Yo, Diddy.
He feels the dog, folks. He feels the fucking dog. Folks, again, as always, whether you're fighting through the dog barks or not, like, comment, subscribe, folks. And after the live show, if you could do us the biggest favor of all time and just hit the post live comment. It's just, come on, folks. We bow down.
Drop an emoji.
Bow down. Drop to the algorithm. To the algorithm, to all of you folks, we bow down.
Okay, well, I appreciate you, brother. At Dogs MMA Talks, always got a place for you, big dog. So, as well as MMA Anomaly.
And Okawa, if you ever want to be on the MMA Anomaly show, again, if you want to have a feature on my favorite and arguably the biggest episode of the year, every single year for MMA Anomaly show,
folks,
send in a video little message for your favorite pick. I'm going to be posting up the polls tomorrow for the MMA Anomaly show votes. Make sure you vote on those on Twitter at MMA Anomaly. Okawa, I'm looking for you, my friend. And send in the video chats if you want to make sure you're getting double votes here, folks. Look, before we close out, I gotta ask. Sterling, do you want to see our guy, Usyk, go down to cruiserweight again? Yes or no?
No. I think Leroy was tripping earlier. I don't think he should retire on that. I definitely don't think he should go down lower in weight classes. I think he should stay at heavyweight, do a couple more fights, get as much money as you can. He's still young. I mean, tell me right now, bro, he looked amazing tonight. He looked phenomenal tonight. Usyk easily had 3 to 5 more fights left in him. Let's just get the most out of this man. Get the most money you can. Take care of your generation. He wants to compete anyways. I'm 100% with Usyk staying at heavyweight, brother, and moving on and taking fight like Daniel Dubois, Andy Ruiz, and these up-and-coming heavyweights like Joseph Parker. Those are my thoughts, brother. What do you think?
Well, I mean, there's just a, honestly a list of who's who. If I had to put him against another name, if he went down to cruiserweight, I'd love to see him against Badu Jack.
That'd be a very fun fight.
That'd be a very fun fight. He's currently a WBC champion of the cruiserweight division. And I mean, again, if you've been watching this show for the last 2 years, you know, I don't talk boxing very much, but when I do, Badu Jack is a name that is on the tip of my tongue.
One of the this most guy, legendary fights when he had his fucking forehead split wide
split.
Open. And split. Fought the whole round. Doctor didn't stop it. Referee's shirt was covered in blood. It's one of the craziest fights I've ever seen.
It looked like a B horror movie, the way that that young man's shirt looked.
I wish I could remember who he fought, bro. It was before COVID.
Man. It was a great fucking fight. Badu Jack put it on him.
Before, bro. I wish you could pull the picture up right here, but we'd get demonetized showing you how bad the cut was. I mean, it was like he got elbowed. I mean, from here, folks, top of the forehead to fucking here. I mean, split wide open. Look it up, folks. Look at Badu Jack referee covered in blood. Look it up. It is one of the, or just look up Badu Jack cut, and you'll see.
Look, folks, at the risk of being fucking demonetized. I think that's the one you're looking for, kid.
Zoom in, brother. Zoom in. Oh, shit. Woo. Man, dude.
I mean, that's tough, kid.
Can you show the referee's shirt?
I mean, I'd have to look that one up differently.
Oh, my bad.
There he is. Oh, there it is.
You see at the bottom.
Do you see that area right there? Yeah,
thank you. And look at the referee's gloves. I mean, fucking A. Look at his sleeves. Look at his sleeves, bro.
Oh man, look, when you look at that image, do with that what you bad do. Okay, so because we're talking about Badu Jack, folks. So Sterling, fighter, take bro. Us home.
Bro, let me just say, Okawa, thank you. Okawa just said, holy shit, my eyes are popping out. Bro, my jaw is literally on the floor dropping. He got butchered. I'm telling you, Okawa, it's one of the nastiest fights I've ever seen. And to this day, I still can't believe they let that fight go on because it happened in the third round. He had to go 7 more rounds of that. Like Olin said, we don't talk boxing on here. I mean, it's literally S-Dog's MMA talk. But when we talk boxing, we know what we're talking about. But to sign off, folks, I might seem a little tired. We've had a very long day. 3-hour watch along with the boys watching Usyk versus Fury. Hour and a half recap with the boys. Train this morning with the homies. We got sparring again in the morning. Monday, coming back on with the boys again to do the last show of the year. Let's fucking go. Let's have a great time. I would give y'all a nice send-off, but you're going to see me one more time with the boys if you come on Monday. So stay for that. It's going to be electric. I promise you this. Olin, get us out of here. You're going to say the last words. Hit that outro, brother. And folks, we appreciate every single one of y'all. Like, subscribe, comment after the episode. Olin, get us out of here, bro. I'm done.
Folks, without further ado, that's it. We appreciate each and every one of you fight fans tuning in to us going over the Fury Usyk 2 Riyadh season. Finale of this fucking year, which has been an incredible year of MMA fights, boxing fights, karate combat fights, and everything in between in the pit. Whether it was grappling, striking, anything in between, we appreciate each and every one of you folks for tuning the fuck in. Had to lift the mic up to it so you could hear me in the back, folks. And look, you know we had to have Sterling on at S-Dogs MMA Talk for the last fucking live show of the year, folks. We are going to be doing a live. We're going to be doing a fucking award show next year, first 2 weeks. But before that, make sure you drop a like, a comment, a subscribe. And please, 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 make sure you smash that bell for notifications. He's looking behind him at that fucking beautiful logo there. S-Dogs MMA Talk on YouTube. And then after that, folks, please, if you're new here, if you're old here, if you're anywhere in between, at MMA Anomaly. We'll be back next week. You already know the vibe. You already know the tune, folks. We're probably going to have a little bit of a jive turkey in the mix here, as always. And, folks, we'll be looking for your votes for the MMA Anomaly Show Awards. We'll be shouting you out in those MMA Anomaly Awards. And before then, and until then, we're just so happy that you tuned in every single time this year, folks. Above all else, keep on going. Keep on growing. And we appreciate each and every fucking one of you folks. We'll see you next.
You've been listening to the MMA Anomaly Show. No filter. As you may have been able to tell, we dig the MMA. And our passion is to dive deep into the upcoming fights, give you our expert breakdowns, and help you make sense of all the chaos that is the fight game. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, make sure to find us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at MMA Anomaly. Be cool, and we'll see you next time.